This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I'm somewhat of a history buff, but I really understand, and I love freedom. So I know a lot about the world of geopolitics, but Jack Posobiec has really lived it all over the world. Formerly Naval Intelligence, and we put out a report just last week on our concern in the Bosphorus, the areas around the Black Sea, just seeing what we were seeing with different U.S. leaders saying, let's just go in there, let's get in the Russians' face. We have these treaties and these laws to stop escalation on the Rand Corporation's ladder of escalation. That's why Biden said over a year ago, we can't send in tanks and F-16s, that's World War III. Well, they've decided to do it, but they want to make it look like it's some problem in Poland, just like World War II basically officially kicked off in Poland. So Poland is a key set piece in the middle of this. Jack Posobiec is really an expert on it. So, Jack, continue. You're able to go with us until about 20 after. This is a short segment. Please continue.
Alex, this is exactly what we're looking at. You must understand this. Just take look. If you've got time out there, you know, take a step back. And I always do this on Twitter. We do this on Human Events Daily, which is going to be coming up in about an hour here as time. Where we go through, I call them map breaks, and I say, just look at a map of the world, okay, and look for all those strategic maritime choke points that you can find. So you're talking that Strait of Hormuz, the Gulf of Suez, which, of course, is a man-made strait, a man-made choke point between the Mediterranean Sea and the Red Sea, the Strait of Bab el-Mandeb. So that's the Red Sea into the Indian Ocean. Then you've got the Panama Canal in our hemisphere, the Strait of Taiwan, the Strait of Malacca by Singapore. Again, all of these areas are the key choke points for global trade. And so the globalist military forces around the world, which, by the way, that's us, boys and girls, that's the United States military, and then NATO is the land arm of this, and the United States Navy is the sea arm, or at least supposed to be the sea arm. That's the reason that when you see the ratcheting up of provocations, you say, huh, wait a minute. Suddenly the Bosphorus, now that's the the Bosphorus Strait, that's the Strait, the Bosphorus and Dardanelles, going in from the Mediterranean to the Black Sea, that's being targeted. And the former NATO commander, Admiral James Stavridis, is saying that NATO should just go in, that they should just throw out the Montreux Convention, they should throw out all of these treaties that have governed this for about a century at this point, and should just go in, declare an act of war, again, on Russia, try to take Crimea. They're calling for escalation. So that's escalatory conduct there. We see the escalatory conduct of the Houthis, which, of course, are backed by Iran and the Red Sea. And look, Iran's not stupid. Russia's not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. They're hitting us where it hurts. Then you go back to the land format of it and go, okay, what's your land border? What's your land choke point? Oh, what's right next to Ukraine? Poland. It's Poland, again, the same way it was Poland in World War II. So Poland becomes the land border between NATO and the Russia-aligned areas of the world. Of course, Ukraine, and they wanted to use Ukraine as not just a testbed for all of the globalist insanity, the financial dealings, the child trafficking, child organ trafficking that they've arrested, but also potentially as a launch pad for regime change operations eventually in Russia, because that's what these people want. And Alex, you and I have talked about this for a long time, that it's the Trotskyites and the neocons. They've wanted to take control of Russia for a century at this point, ever since Stalin kicked them out. And they almost succeeded in 1990 when they were about to take it over through Yeltsin. And then when Putin got in, he shut down all of that stuff. So this has been the great game that we see going on really between the British, the Germans, the Russians, and now the Americans at the high levels. These are the different factions that we're seeing. So when I say that all of this escalation is going on in Poland, that's from the Polish-German access. When I say I'll talk about the escalations that are going on at sea, that's the Anglo-American access. Again, the goal has always been the control of continental Europe, and then through that, the control of the world through global trade.
And for people that don't know, when you use terms like the Great Game, that's the British Empire's name. So the British Empire doesn't run things. America inherited the British Empire model of control, and they are 100% trying to escalate for regime change, which Putin's been preparing for decades. There's almost no actuarial military analysis where this doesn't...
And it's all run out of Brussels and Davos. People need to understand it's all run out of Brussels and Davos.
And in almost every scenario, it ends in full-scale nuclear war. So they are leading us directly on a path with some gamble, maybe 10% they get rid of Putin, and you'll probably get somebody even more hardline than him. This is madness. And now he's moved nukes into Belarus. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, I've known Jack Silver for 8 years and have always been impressed with him. But he really knows his stuff. But if we don't even have the time, the crew, the energy to do it. You all heard it. In the last 3 months, coming on the show and saying, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And I'm somebody that constantly reads this stuff, too. But I wasn't in naval intelligence, and he wasn't some pencil pusher. He was all over the world, saw this. So what he's telling you is straight-up doctrine. So, Jack, before we went to that little segment there, some stations don't carry it. I was bringing up the different war game scenarios and Rand Corporation reports and NATO reports that I've been reading for decades, and they want to get rid of Putin with regime change. That's always been their goal. They don't think they can go into Russia. They don't think they'll survive a nuclear war. But in almost every analysis, even if you get rid of Putin, which they think is a very low probability, less than 10-15%, you get someone way more hardcore than him. And so they've always said don't do it, but now they're like, well, let's just gamble. Well, they're not gambling with money here. They're gambling with our lives. I've got children. You've got children. I'm fundamentally beyond pissed off at these people because I've looked at every angle. And if Russia was in our business and our enemy and something was going on, I would back, you know, whatever needed to be done. They're not. We all know that. They're not expansionists like the Chi-Coms that are basically married to the New World Order at the hip. So I look at this, and it's all just about creating a global crisis to bring in their central bank digital currencies, clamp down domestic groups. You mentioned they're going to start arresting journalists. I've got dozens of videos I haven't even covered of rebel news just asking a question of the Ukrainian deputy prime minister, who's the deputy head of the WEF, and they just attack him and arrest him and say, you attacked her, didn't even touch her. And then they're definitely taking the gloves off, and they're desperate. And instead of just backing off and leaving it alone, they already own everything through BlackRock, they just have this Hitlerian, Napoleonic, Genghis Khanian desire for war. But then you study the actual globalists themselves doing policy. Almost none of them have ever been in the military. None of them, they've all had bodyguards their whole life. They feel insulated. They've definitely never killed anybody, certainly not with their bare hands. And then they're playing at war. So it's dangerous to have generals and military around the wars, but they seem to be the ones trying to have restraint. But then the leadership of the political systems want war when they don't even know what it is. Is that an accurate statement?
No, Alex, it's completely accurate. You know, this is something that when Adam Smith wrote The Wealth of Nations, which came out all the way back in 1776, an auspicious year for the British Empire, if you will, there's a line in there where he talked about how the high powers, and he was talking about the aristocrats and the lords of the day, that to them, this was all a game. To them, this was all a parlor game to see, oh, we're defeating the Tsar in the Eastern marches. We, our troops have them on the run. This is wonderful. And, you know, they go back to playing polo and croquet with their friends. They're never affected by this type of thing. They're never the ones who they themselves have to actually face the consequences of their actions. It's their son. It's our sons. It's our sons and our daughters who get faced with this. It's our sons who will be sent to the killing fields. Go look at what they've done to Ukraine over the past 2 years. Go look at the cemeteries of Ukraine and in Kiev that are overflowing. They've had to expand the cemeteries. Every single cemetery in East or in Western Ukraine has been expanded over the last 2 years. They do not care how many bodies they have to put in the ground. They know what the real numbers are. They know the hundreds and thousands that have died in this war. They could have had a peace treaty in 1 month. They could have had a peace treaty in 1 month. But who was it, Alex? It wasn't Zelensky, and it wasn't the Ukrainians who said, let's keep fighting.
It was
Russia.
The British.
No. It was the British and the Americans, and it was Boris Johnson who went over to Kiev carrying forth the orders of NATO, the orders of the globalists that said, hey, if you keep fighting Russia, we'll back you. We'll back you 100%. Yeah, we'll back you as you go to fight and you go
and lose
die.
At least 500,000.
By the way, all those people in Western Ukraine, all those people who fled, they're never coming back. They are never coming back to Ukraine. Ukraine is going to be a broken country. They are going to be a rump state. They are going to be in a demographic death spiral. And these people, Alex, I can only, as a Catholic, as someone who believes in God, someone who believes in Christ, I can only describe it as demonic, a demonic bloodlust that these people have for wanting to see this death and carnage play out every day, and then turn around and say that they are the ones defending peace. They are the ones defending freedom. They are the ones who know what's best for us while you're being sent off to die.
And now we've seen the former head general, because I was being told about this by General Flynn last week, and I looked up, it was true, just coming out 2 weeks ago in the New York Times saying, and he was the former head U.S. general in NATO, saying, let's go ahead and just conscript all the women in Ukraine. So 500,000 dead Ukrainians conservatively, a couple million wounded out of a small country, and now they're saying, let's send the women. This is madness.
Well, and keep in mind that the men that were sent were the 18 to 24-year-olds, and then they made it to 18 to 35-year-olds. Now they're sending people over. Alex, they're at the point, and people have said this, David Sachs has said this all over the place, where now the average age of a Ukrainian soldier is in their mid-40s. I've been told that there are battalions over there where the average age is in the 50s. And you see the videos. We played the video the last time I was on here of the men who are being sent over because they know it's their own funeral. And they've got some folk singer up there like, you know, like, oh, we're going to bring the morale up. No, those guys know what's happening. Those guys know what they're being sent to. They're being sent to the artillery duels of the killing fields, the charnel houses. And now they're going to send the women over. So even after the war ends, the question is, who is going to be still living there? Who is going to be repopulating the country? Who is going to be continuing on, right? You know, at some point the war is going to end. You have to come back to an economic situation. But you see, Alex, this is what it comes down to. Because to them, the great resource of Ukraine is not the people. They want the land. They want the black soil so they can get the GMOs and Monsanto in there. And that's a huge aspect of this, by the way, which if we had more time, I would get into it. But, you know, and then they want to use it as a launch pad for these regime change operations in Russia. Just real quick on the black soil, the reason it's so important is because GMOs are banned throughout the EU. So these Monsanto, these globalist countries, the multinational corporations, they can't get in there. However, Ukraine is, oh, by the way, not a member of the EU. So that black soil, the most fertile soil in Europe, the soil that's so powerful, so strong, you can't even export it from Ukraine. It's completely banned for export. Now, who's buying up all of the land in Ukraine, all the farmland? Look, it's simple. It's BlackRock. It's Blackstone. Monsanto's getting in there.
Oh, Larry Fink bragged last week. He said, quote, we're going to buy Ukraine. We're going to take Ukraine over.
It's very clear. If you when my brother and I went over in 2022, you know, we saw this is lowland area. It's all farms. You know, when you're looking at this, it's beautiful farmland. In the springtime, it's absolutely gorgeous. And what you see that's been done to this place, if they can rape a country like Ukraine that hard, then better buckle up, ladies and gentlemen, because they would do the same to you. They would do the same to your families. They do the exact same thing to your children. They do not have morality. You have to understand these are a people without morality. These are a people who do not believe in God. These are a people who are willing to do anything to maintain their power. And here's the best part of it. They're completely incompetent.
Well, that's what I was going to say before you even got on. I was going to say this is Hunter Biden. It's a distraction, but it's also a window into the incompetence that Hollywood and the media has Hunter Biden doing stunts, and that becomes the top story so he can make a TV show while they're threatening World War III. And then I see a lot of the different global forces saying, look, we need to go ahead and do a deal before Kissinger died. He said that. We need to de-escalate this. Russia's won. But then it seems like the other factions are dominant. No, they're like, no, we're going to go ahead and just keep pushing this. What can we do? The millions listening right now and later they'll be watching on X. What can we do to derail this and get peace and de-escalate it?
Well, look, there's a few things. You know, number one, I would say with Joe Biden, you just have to impeach this guy. You have to. I'm not talking about an inquiry. I'm talking about an actual impeachment. Impeach Joe Biden. Open up those proceedings, because the minute you actually open this up, now you've got leverage. Now you've got leverage on one of the most powerful elements of the globalist controlled apparatus in the world, and that is the U.S. government. If you put leverage on the U.S. government and the leader of the U.S. government, not that it is, you know, actually Biden, it's actually Obama and a coterie of these other apparatchiks behind the scenes. Now you've got leverage on them. Now you're forced to make the media actually cover this stuff. Because if you don't, they're going to lie about you. They're going to put up these fake documentaries like the Hunter Biden piece. They're going to be running stunts to you. By the way, they're laughing in your face. That's why Hunter Biden's doing that today, because he knows he's untouchable, because Republicans aren't willing to fight back. Untouchable.
Now let's be clear.
He's walking right in there. He's...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All about the Germans controlling Poland through NATO, through the EU, and the Poles will completely reject us.
Precisely.
All right, a few minutes left. What else is on your radar with Trump? You know, Trump came out and said, I think there could be a crash, and I hope it doesn't happen when I get in. It's true, we're in the crash, and I've really been worried about that, is that Trump somehow gets in, and then we're handed a crash.
Look, one of the reasons that and we may actually be facing that either way, because one of the reasons that you're seeing the stock market go up so much, right, is because they're juicing it. They're using the Fed right now, is they call it injecting liquidity. So the Fed is out there running as many possible. The money printer is running on overdrive right now to make the economy look good because they're trying to prop up Joe Biden. That's the same reason that gas prices are artificially being lowered right now. All of this is a sham. You can't do this long term. They're trying to do it long enough to just make it to November because they know, they understand that the singular most vulnerable, that all of the things that we talked about, the globalist agenda, the single most vulnerable moment for them will be November of 2024. So November 5th of 2024, when President Donald Trump is on the ballot and tens of millions of Americans are going out to vote, and there's going to be absentee ballots and all the other stuff and early voting and all the rest of it. This is the single most powerful threat to their agenda and to their rule, is that if Trump wins right there, in America, if you see these other wins, you just have the Argentina wins across Europe, potentially this Taiwan election that's coming up. If these pro-freedom, pro-nationalist, pro-sovereignty movements break out of the box, then globalism is on its last legs. There's a reason they're ratcheting up the escalation right now, because they know they've only got about 10 months left. And let's be fair, in just 5 days, the very first votes of the 2024 election will take place in Iowa. And so when I say, yeah, I know we're talking about all of these things and the strategic choke points around the world and globalists and Davos and Brussels and Geneva and Poland and all of this stuff, but understand, the front line in the war against globalism right now is your own neighborhood. It's your own town. It's your own community. It's your own church. Because if you can go in there, if you're in Iowa, if you're in New Hampshire, and you're in South Carolina, Nevada, some of these early states, guess what? You are the front lines. It's time to stand and be counted. And the question is, if the people of the United States of America throw off the shackles of globalism, throw off the shackles of totalitarianism, then we can and will lead the world into freedom the same way we did a century ago.
And so, final statement here. I totally agree, and I have a lot of guests on, obviously, and I always say, are we winning or losing? And a lot of them say, no, I think we're losing. I don't agree. We've already won the info war. It's exponential. It's tipped. I want your take on this. But they tipped their hand. They have pre-programmed all these movies about martial law, civil war, cyber attacks, racial attacks, false flags, that they're going to pull something in the next 200-plus days ahead of this election, less than 10 months now. It's so not even obvious. They treat us like we're animals. They're going lowest common denominator. They're telegraphing they're going to go with January 6th to the 10th power. A, do you agree we're winning? And B, do you agree they're getting ready, obviously, to try to trigger a civil war? How do we stop it? And then how do you got to go?
Yeah, just a couple of simple answers there, right? So, Alex, look, I do think we're winning. You would not see them going full mask off like this if we were losing. They would not see them using the hard power of their institutions, of the national security state, of the FBI. They wouldn't be locking up patriots. They wouldn't be going door to door mass arresting patriots or anybody who even tweeted about January 6th. They're talking about going after people who were just walking around on the lawn of the Capitol next. Owen Schroyer, of course, who wasn't even in the Capitol on January 6th, he gets arrested. He gets thrown in for 2 months. And so there's a reason they're cracking down. It's because they're losing. But Alex, I do predict, unfortunately, I do predict that 2024, they are going to unleash violence. They did this in 2020. We saw it with the George Floyd riots. We saw it with Antifa. But they're going to introduce violence into the system this will be the caustic spark into the powder keg of the election system, and they will turn around and say, by ratcheting this up, ratcheting it up, ratcheting it up, and then they'll go to their people, and they'll go to the people in the middle, the normies, the independents, and they'll say, all of this will stop if you just vote against Donald Trump. All of the violence, all of the chaos, and by the way, bioweapons, etc., will be introduced. All of it will go away if you just don't let Donald Trump take power. There are trillions of dollars at stake against Donald Trump and the patriots of this country actually taking back American sovereignty.
That's right. You cannot overestimate the danger of the moment, but just take them trying to bring back the mask and lockdowns. This week, a bunch of cities, even in the Midwest, tried to bring it back. It got reversed. People are seeing through that. And I just hope people realize how important their voices are. Jack Posobiec, you're live in about 25 minutes. Tell people how they find about 35 minutes, all of the great shows you do.
Yes, of course. We're going to be up at Human Events Daily. We put that up there on X. You can find it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Overstream, wherever you guys want to go, Overcast, wherever you want to go and get your podcasts out there. We do stream live to X. We stream live to Rumble, Getter, Truth Social, any place where you can find freedom. Alex, what can I say? We're taking the InfoWars model that you taught us all the way back in 2016. Just be everywhere and be out there for free. By the way, you cannot watch all of our episodes in Spain right now because we did a special on Franco, who was the anti-communist leader of Spain in 1936, and it has now been banned in Spain. So if you know anyone in there, you have to smuggle that episode in.
All right, Jack. Please come back on soon. Thank you.
God bless, Alex.
Folks, it's so real. I mean, it's so dangerous. We are in such an incredible inflection point right now. I just cannot stress enough that we have an incompetent, insane elite that are killing all the controls that the Pentagon, the Rand Corporation, the CIA put in previously. Like, there were all these things you don't do. They're doing them all. And it's desperateness. And it's not just if we rolled over to them, the Ponzi scheme's over. They're going to make us all super poor, totally controlled, use liberal wokeism to destroy our families. It's a fate worse than death. So we're in a rock and a hard place here. There's not even rolling over to this. There's not even an option to give in to these people. And I get really frustrated that the men of America and other countries think like, oh, being a patriot is just like a bumper sticker maybe on your laptop or your car or a 1776 shirt. That's great. But you need to know this, and you need to spend hours a day speaking out, warning people, going to commission meetings, going to city councils, going to school board meetings, and just talking about this. We need the veterans, who are great people, to go speak out about the New World Order, about the imploded border, about it all. This is it. This is the war to capture America fully and turn into an engine of global domination, which you do not want to be part of. We're already a great instrument of it, but they don't have full control. All right, we've got a big guest coming up in about 20 minutes, and we're going to talk about just a lot of the things that are happening. And the next segment, I've got a bunch of other news that ties into this I want to hit. But you just heard nothing but pure truth from Jack. So everybody out there watching, grab your clips, put them on X, Twitter. We'll get them out everywhere. We'll get them out this afternoon. We're live now. It'll be archived and on video. But when I say your life depends on this, we've got a real good shot at stopping these people. And Elon Musk has risked his life putting us back on. And they're not playing games, okay? So, and they're coming after him publicly and behind the scenes. So you say what you want about the guy, that they are full against him. The conservative-controlled media, the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, the whole leftist control system. I wouldn't guess we'll have X in a month. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying don't think that we're out of the woods. We're far from it. We're finally awake and in the fight. So now we got to put the globalists down politically. All right, we're going to come back and just hit a bunch of news and just go over it all. But my God, we're living inside the New World Order now, folks. We're in it now. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Trying to cover the big issues, but we also need to cover all the little side developments and things that are happening to give people a picture of what's going on. Let me tell you what's coming up. We have Marjorie Taylor Greene joining us with big breaking news in response to Hunter Biden and his stunt. We also have General Flynn joining us. I'm hosting all 4 hours today. He's joining us coming up in the fourth hour along with MTG. So she's on the first 30, then Flynn's on the last 30. It is just a wild, 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 crazy time to be alive right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I know I keep saying that because it's just spectacular. They just staged a NATO coup in Poland, the president says, and they're arresting members of the parliament. And then the former prime minister says it's a coup. I have the videos in Polish. It's on screen right now. I mean, that alone is just crazy. Of the implications for wider war with Russia. I mean, that alone, but again, it's not even in the U.S. news. There's like three articles. I search engineered while Jack was on. We talked last night about covering it when it was happening. And then I'm thinking there's a whole bunch of articles and there's like almost no news. That's when you know you're in danger. And there's 10,000, I mean, seriously, type in Hunter Biden. It's like 10,000 articles a day, Google says, plus, about the stunt. Him marching in there all pissed and bugging his eyes out. And this is the second time he's done it. And then he storms out and the Republicans all flap around. Oh, let's get him. Let's get him. And I'm not saying he shouldn't get in trouble, but it should be, we know you're here as a diversion from the World War III and the open borders and the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. I mean, that's what he's doing. That's why I'm impressed with Posobiec, because he gets that. And I mean, a lot of folks don't get what's going on here. And these tricks they play, if people will just learn the tricks, it's like in football, you know, where they do the trick plays where the quarterback, you know, acts like he's throwing the ball, but really he's tucked it or he hands it off to one guy, but really gives it to another. And I don't know if you're a football guy, you're like, you don't know all the right names. Damn right, because I forgot it all because it's not going to infect my mind. I know about false flags and the Strait of Hormuz and the Bosphorus. I mean, I know about the how many missing children there are that have been brought in 3 years by Biden, 89,000. Many of them that have been found have been in sex slavery or worse, killed. And I'm not putting other men down. I'm just telling you, when the power goes off and the Civil War kicks in, which we're trying to stop, the staged Civil War, just remember. But no, all the good old boys, I don't mean real good old boys, but all the establishment types, liberal and conservative, they'll be barking whatever the establishment thing is. Just take the shot, they'll end the lockdown. Just round up the political opposition. Just take the central bank digital currency app on your phone and they'll get it fixed. Just get through the crisis. Just do what the Justice Department says. And every time we do that, we get more enslaved. And they've been tightening the noose around our neck for a while. First, you got to get you up there on the platform and get it around your neck and then start three or four moves. It's around your neck tight. There's like one more and it's tight around the neck. And then there's one more thing to do. Pull the lever or kick the lever and the trap door opens and you snap your neck. Politically. They're coming in for the death blow. To end our republic, and they're doing it everywhere, as Jack Posobiec said. They're setting up tyranny. I'm getting chills right now. Everywhere. So I want to say it again for the third time today. You're living in the New World Order. Everything the generals and the former high-level FBI guys and the former CIA guys and the former KGB guys that defected told you about. I remember sitting there being like 7 years old at the local evangelical church. And boy, we were churchgoers. We went to the Baptist church and the Methodist church and the evangelical church. You know, we go to church with family here, family there, but we were going to church at least, you know, 2 days a week, sometimes three, Bible studies at the house. I remember these preachers would come in and they'd tell us about the New World Order and the globalist plan for a mark of the beast and how they would turn families against each other and destroy the fabric of the nation and how they'd bring in all this. And I'd be sitting there going, yeah, right. And then it'd be like, why don't you keep this East German defector at your house 3 months for us? You know, stuff like this. All because America was mobilized against the Soviets. And everybody who was ever anybody was fighting it. Now, people were misled back then. Nobody was perfect. But Americans were strong. And they were informed and they were engaged. Ladies and gentlemen, the average person doesn't know what the hell's going on around them. And everything I heard at those church services and those Bible studies has already come true, basically. And then you're a kid, you kind of, what your parents are telling you, kind of like, oh, yeah, all right, maybe it's true, whatever. It's just background noise. And then I moved to Austin, already got a job. I'm doing well at 18. And I go, I'll just take community college, see if I want to go to college. All communists, all white people are evil. America's bad. America sucks. World government's good. And I go, man, this is everything I was taught happening. Well, I better try to get on air. So I took RTF and tried to get jobs and said I'd work for free. No, we don't want an intern. We don't want you. So I said, well, there's Access TV. I'll go do that. Instant success. God was waiting for me to make the decision. And there are so many Alex Joneses out there, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young. You're ready to take the plunge, too. And who knows what leadership you're going to be involved in, whether it's small or large. Everything together works in God's plan. In fact, I'd rather in my life have just a minimal role and have found people better than me at this to support. But God gave me this position, and I respect it humbly, and I certainly do not wish it on anybody that doesn't know what they're dealing with. But it's a responsibility. And I got a lot of news to cover, but I'm kind of pontificating because, I mean, I can cover all this stuff, but it's all symptoms of the disease. I mean, you already know how bad it is, but it gets worse every day. I mean, I have a giant stack. Look at it. It's 3 inches thick of censorship and journalists being arrested all over the Western world, including America. 3-inch stack. I've got Pentagon reports saying genetically modified race-specific weapons are about to hit us. Rand Corporation. Absolutely nightmarish. Now I've got, because, I mean, you understand, this is just tip of the iceberg. I have 3 reports today, and then a bunch of reports I haven't gotten to, with the federal government admitting that illegal aliens are voting in federal elections. Now, you already know that. The left denies it. They got them voting in local elections. Well, most national elections are also through the election system locally. And we have Democrats admitting, oh, yeah, we need more illegals to get more congressional seats in the blue areas. Already played those clips a lot the last few days. Want to see it again? But it's just like you already know. The illegal aliens are voting. They're being paid to vote. I'm going to show you 10 more pieces of proof. And then I had that debate Saturday in here with Zero Hedge folks, great people, with the leftists they brought in. And, man, I realized they're not intellectuals. They're not informed. They just act confident. We're sitting here before we go live, and there's like a bzz, 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 bzz. And I said, you guys got text messages coming in. Your microwave relay is getting into the wire. You need to keep your phones at least a foot away from the wire. And the Destiny guy, you know, his fake name, blue hair, goes, you nut! 3 minutes to be alive. He goes, you crazy person. Sitting right here. He goes, that's not a microwave oven. And I said, it's not a microwave oven. I said, it's a microwave relay, and it interferes with the equipment. And he started laughing and laughing, and I pulled it up, and he wouldn't even look at Wikipedia that cell phones are microwave relays. They don't know anything, people. They're stupid, but they just act confident. They're not fit to clean toilets.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ma'am, I have a question. Oh, are you Peter Hookins?
I am.
Hey. Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Hey, Hillary! Why is your husband in the FBI? What do you have to say to people who think they're a vaccine injured? Anything for them?
We have a group called Predator Poachers where we travel the country caching online child predators, and our work over the past 4 years has led to arrests in 44 different states and convictions of 31, and we're hoping to get that number to 45 and 32, so we'll see.
I believe in that age, it's only a number.
Okay.
As long as you can have friends out there.
So you weren't here to rape, you were just here for consensual stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, we had a pedo in Wyoming who came to drink baby's blood, like essentially adrenochrome.
A woman hanging a little boy up by a rope and slapping the at him.
Was the boy like closed or?
He was
naked? You were basically here to have sex with me. I was a 13-year-old and you brought a condom, am I correct? And those messages were pretty much what you said? I mean, honestly, how old Emily?
She told me she's like 11.
How does this fantasy come about to where you're fantasizing about, you know, boning an 11-year-old when mom's listening in? I mean, that's...
I don't know where it comes from. I really don't.
This is an issue. It's something I struggle with for just literally a minute because it's on Facebook. There's friends, like,
There's groups everywhere now.
This was such a gratifying catch.
How's it going, sir?
So what's going on?
So basically, Dave, that's your phone right there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything illegal on that phone? Like nude pictures of kids?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you said there was like 500, right, on that phone of yours right there?
Yeah.
Were you here to meet an 11-year-old for sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
We approach them on camera. We try to get their confessions on camera. It works most of the time. And we have a combination of, like, you know, phone calls to who they think is this little girl, messages to who they think is this little girl, then they're admitting to sending it and wanting to do all of this stuff, plus maybe some other stuff, too, that they admit to. Turn all that over to law enforcement, and then law enforcement very often does what they need to do and arrest the guy.
Hey.
Okay.
Three.
Okay. So when, as young as three in some of these groups?
I don't know if it's that young, but...
Maybe you had to guess, like... Well,
yeah, probably close.
Like four or five, maybe?
Probably.
No kidding.
So Pfizer has the biggest criminal fine in history, so how's the anti-science to not trust them?
I mean, do you think vaccine injuries are real, Peter? Peter, it's just a question.
Is this really necessary, guys?
I mean, it's not going to be answered.
I have four questions
that didn't get answered.
Oh, my God.
Hell breaking loose around the world, geopolitical issues so much, but I wanted Alex Rosen, fellow Texan, to come up here from Houston and be on with his former football player, great patriot, in the middle of all this, to quote Thomas Jefferson, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. There's a shorter quote, evil triumphs when good men do nothing. And you have busted, it's got to be in close to 1,000 of these people. You've been a one-man with your crew wrecking machine. But I wanted to, and you've also gone out and exposed the poison shots, and literally we never heard from the baby Fauci after you confronted him. They think they're invincible because no one is confronting them. We don't need to shoot them. In fact, we don't want that. Turn them into victims. We need to shoot them politically with the truth, nonviolently. We need to oppose them everywhere. Everyone needs to be spending hours a day calling Congress, hours a day calling into talk radio, hours a week going to city council and school boards. The enemy's there, and they're pathetic. And when you show up, we win. So, Alex, I saw you getting thrown out and arrested and released for asking Hillary, you know, a question, all that. I wanted to get you on the last week. You're here now. You're busy around the country. But just to talk about yourself and your awakening and your journey, since you've taken action, it's only been a few years, you've had nothing but victory. And I've seen that with almost everybody else that just takes the step into resisting evil. You just have incredible victory. And people sit back and want a perfect plan, or they want some perfect way to fight evil. No, just say, God, what am I supposed to do? I want to be good. And then pick an issue, pick issues. I mean, I should talk about, because you're successful. You're an archetype. You're something we can idolize, not in a worshipful way, but as a prototype or something we can do, because you've reached billions of people, probably over a billion conservatively, hundreds of millions of views just a year. And so we should praise the people that have been successful and then look at what they've done. But tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm 23 years old. I know I look older, but, you know, dealing with lots of child predators can age you in the span of 4 years. So I started catching child predators when I was 19 years old, and now I'm 23, and we have 15 people in our group now. And it just started off as one person, myself. And, what we do is we travel the country catching predators. We typically pose minors online anywhere from the ages of, like, 9 to 13. And predators from all around the country message us, hoping to have sex with these underage kids they think they're messaging. And we approach them instead on camera, hope to get some confessions out of them. And, boy, we have met some sick people doing this. And so far we have child predators arrested in 44 different states and convictions in 31 of those. And it all just started as me just wanting to do it. Like, it took no – I didn't have to, like, fight anybody. I didn't have to go through any certification or anything like that. If you just have something you want to do and you just feel a need – if you feel there's something that needs to be done, just go ahead and do it. That's what I'm going to say to everybody.
don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I mean, I'm nobody. I'm still nobody. And, you know, all it is, you just got to take that first step to do it because, you know, I think we are World War III, like Alex Jones likes to say. But it's not a war that we're fighting against people with guns and rockets and all of that stuff. It's just a mental war and
spiritual culture war.
100%. And all it takes is just disobedience and all it takes is just taking initiative. And if we all can come together and do that peacefully, then I think a lot of good stuff can happen.
And then you meet people like you and you get supported. You find out there's people looking for action.
Oh, absolutely. And I hope people can replicate what we do because if we could do it, you can do it.
And that's so perfect. So many people until now. People realize this is life and death. It was territorial. Who's better? Who's the bigger host? Who's got the biggest book? Who's stopping the New World Order? And I love that. You want other people to surpass you, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Love that.
Absolutely.
Love it. Yeah, yeah. People, because people are still caught in this mindset. And I'm conservative. I'm all about competition, like a better car, a better mousetrap. But it's not competition taking down evil. It's celebration. We celebrate each other.
Oh, 100%. I mean, everybody should strive to be number one because if male doesn't have this competitive spirit, then we already lost the whole war. But, you know, don't be number one by bringing everybody else down. Be number one by separating yourself and being above everybody else. But also want everybody else to elevate themselves, too. We can all get better collectively.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then celebrate who is number one. But it's a competition of the truth.
Absolutely.
It's not about who's better. Don't think because you're not going to be an Alex Rosen out of the gates, you shouldn't do this.
Oh, 100%.
Because you're in different places, folks. You never know what God's going to lead you to.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, don't wait. And, you know, I get a lot of messages on Twitter like, well, how can I get started doing what you're doing? Or how do I go about doing what you're doing? My advice to all that is just do it. It's very easy. Just go do it. And you just
The Nike slogan, so it's true. Just do it.
No, it literally is the Nike slogan. Absolutely.
So the pedophiles with this Epstein stuff are really, I think they're on their back heel right now. What do you think?
I think they are too. You see a lot of celebrities kind of melting down on Twitter about all the stuff coming out. But we also have to realize that just because these documents are being released, nothing is going to happen to these people. We still need to keep the gas on them.
Oh, I agree.
And they could just be releasing it as a rubbing in our face because sharing it on Twitter doesn't actually change anything. I mean, for the longest time, I mean, I don't think documents surprise anybody with a brain. So we have to make sure we just keep the pressure on and keep calling out these people for what they are. Like, just because I saw I'm not saying Peter Hotez is a pedophile, by the way. Just because I saw Peter Hotez in person doesn't mean I'm the only one that needs to be confronting someone like Peter Hotez. If you see a celebrity on that Epstein list, don't put your hands on them, but press them and call them out for what it is. Ask them those questions. They should feel pressure.
Well, let's be clear. He doesn't – we have no evidence he raped children with his genitals.
Right.
He wants to do it with a shot.
Right. He wants to penetrate people via a needle, to be fair.
Which I think is just as bad.
Both can have very long-term damage. I agree.
We're going to start the next hour. There's so much to cover. I want to hit you with some news, get your take on it, do something a little bit different than you do. You're a smart political guy. Get your view on things, but also comment some of the great stuff you're doing.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Hour number three is coming up. Then in hour number four, I'm hosting it all. Marjorie Taylor Greene, General Flynn on huge breaking news and developments. I need to plug this hour. We won't be here on air. It's the last few days of free shipping. It's the last few days to pay your points. A bunch of stuff selling out. You need Winter Sun High Quality D3 to boost your immune system. It's back in stock. 40% off with free shipping. Get Winter Sun, and it funds the operation. You want next level foundational energy with methylfolate and B-complex. Talk about energy. This is next level. That's why it's called next level. Get it. InfoWarsStore.com and so many other great products. Get a book. Get a film. Get a t-shirt. Check out the site. Get water filtration. It's all there. That's what funds the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with hour number three and Alex Rosen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Cashing.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.